meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 68. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 39 tonight, 68 tomorrow, bright sunshine. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A man from Holton was taken to an area hospital after a rear-end crash in Jackson County. It happened at around 3:45 Sunday afternoon. A 29-year-old man from Horton was responding to a call driving a 2021 Dodge Durango east on K-16 with sirens and lights activated. That's according to the Kansas Highway Patrol crash log. A 30-year-old man from Topeka was driving a 2010 Chevy Silverado east on K-16 and was slowing down to turn left on O Road. The 29-year-old crashed into the back of the 2010 Chevy Silverado. That's according to KHP crash logs. Administrators at Rock Creek Schools, USD 323, took to Facebook early this morning to warn parents that classes at the middle school have been canceled for the day. School officials noted that water issues at Rock Creek Middle School forced the decision. Parents and students should stay tuned for updates. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go on line to floydsells.com.
A recent report has found that Kansas may have the 13th largest overweight and obesity problem in the nation. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and the $173 billion toll obesity takes on the healthcare system annually. Personal finance website WalletHub.com announced that it released the report on 2023's most overweight and obese states in America. The report does rank Kansas as the 13th most overweight state in the nation. The Sunflower State ranked 10th for food and fitness. The Kansas Highway Patrol has identified the victim of a fatal Northwest Kansas crash as 54-year-old Valerie L. Strader of Denver. The accident happened just after 6 a.m. November 9th as a 2006 Chrysler Town & Country driven by Strader was southbound on U.S. 83, 6 miles north of U.S. 24. The van left the roadway to the right. The driver overcorrected, causing the van to roll, and the driver was ejected. She was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A 34-year-old Nehaka, Nebraska farmer, has been sentenced in federal court to 30 days in jail and also ordered to pay just over $500,000 in restitution for overstating his farm assets in order to obtain a bank loan. The farmer, Nolan Balfour, admitted that he had inflated the amount of crops he had harvested and the number of cattle he was raising after he filed for bankruptcy in 2018. The bank fraud occurred in 2017 when Balfour submitted a financial statement to First Nebraska Bank to renew a $1.1 million operating loan. The Nebraska Tourism Commission has signaled that a request to increase its spending authority to promote tourism by 40% could be on the table next year. The commission is seeking an increase in spending authority from $7.5 million to $10.5 million. The commission is funded through a 1% lodging tax. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
It's truck season, and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. High Plains Resources advised Washington County commissioners they'll be drilling looking for gas, hydrogen, and helium. KXP Resources had drilled 3 test wells in Marshall County this past year and plan another 3 in the Greenleaf area. Reportedly, hydrogen was discovered in previous test wells north of Blue Rapids. Seismic surveys along county roads will begin the process and will assist in locating specific drill sites, which should be finalized early in 2024, when permits will be obtained. Land leases are being negotiated with landowners for access, and the drilling process could continue much of next year. The Washington County News reports the focus will be in the Little Blue, Barnes, Lincoln, and Kimio townships of Washington County. Marshall County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Annual meeting of the Marshall County Fair Association will be Wednesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at the 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Nemahal County Commissioners went on record supporting Jackson County efforts in promoting extension of 4 lanes on U.S. 75 north of Holton. KDOT has offered $25,000 toward use of Nemahal County roads for a detour for replacement of a box culvert, which will force closure of K-9 V Road. Commissioners urged negotiation for an increase. Discussion was held with the Fair Board regarding a new horse barn, which they would fund, asking the county for property and utility assistance. Consensus was to support the project, and it was suggested land be acquired from the city of Seneca so that the county owns all property where Nemahal County Fair activities are located. The Northeast Kansas Officials Meeting will be held at the new Meadowlark Extension Building in Seneca. Gage County is working on grants to replace the Blue Springs Bridge. Public input is encouraged and will be part of the conversation at an infrastructure outreach meeting Wednesday the 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Blue Springs City Hall. River Valley Extension District will host the Central Kansas Beef Summit Tuesday, November 14th in Beloit, beginning at 9 a.m. Marketing strategies, ag manager decision tools, records, and drone use managing pastures will be among topics discussed. For additional details, contact Ag Extension agents with River Valley. Land leasing strategies will be the focus for upcoming meetings planned in Belleville November 28th and Clay Center December 5th, both beginning at 6 p.m. Lease agreement basics, landlord-tenant relations, and related topics will be discussed. For details, contact the River Valley Extension District offices. Marshall County Development Corporation and Marshall County Tourism met Thursday, finalizing details for the North Central Kansas Tourism Meeting, which will be in Marshall County November 30th in Frankfort. The 16-county group rotates monthly meetings and serves as a united tourism presence. State tourism officials will also be in attendance. Anyone interested in promoting tourism is welcome to attend. Contact Bruce Dierking for details. Valley Heights USD 498 November regular meeting has been moved to Wednesday at 6 p.m. and will include a public hearing at 5:45 regarding the district open enrollment policy. Vaccination clinics will be held in several Marshall County communities Wednesday and Thursday this week. Health Department will offer flu, COVID, RSV, pneumococcal disease, tetanus, and shingles vaccines at the Blue Rapids Community Center Wednesday 9 to 10 a.m., and the Waterville Community Center, Wednesday from noon to 1. Thursday at Summerfield Firehouse, 9:30 till 10:30. Axtell American Legion, 11 until noon. And Frankfurt at the Nutrition Site Thursday from 1 to 2. Walk-ins for vaccinations at the Health Department in Marysville are also welcome anytime with no appointments necessary. Keith W. Weir, age 72 of Wymore, passed away November 7. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Spring Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Keith Weir.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And mostly clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Slightly cooler into Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. And staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Still staying sunny by Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s and some rain throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November, 56. Record high on this date, 80. The average low, 33. And the record low, just 1 degree. Sunrise this morning, 7:08. Sunset this evening at 5:15.
Archaeologists think they've discovered the world's earliest smiley face. We have the story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 13th, the 317th day of the year. TV host Jimmy Kimmel has a birthday, and director Gary Marshall was born in 1934. If you thought the smiley face was a product of 1970s graphic design, think again. Archaeologists have dug up the oldest known depiction of a smiley face, and it's over 3,700 years old. Searchers discovered the drawing on a broken jug while exploring ruins in Turkey. The world's oldest smile was discovered as pieces of the pottery were being reassembled. And yes, it does bear a striking resemblance to the happy yellow and black image that was all the rage only a few decades ago. No keep-on-truckin' urns have been unearthed, as far as we know, that is. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Dan and the Rocket Band coming to the Waterville Firehouse Friday, November 17th for a fundraising event supporting Twin Valley Developmental Services. Featuring an exclusive VIP performance prior to the main event. Only 50 VIP tickets available. Get your ticket now online at charityauction.bid/CCITP2023.
Check out Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Stay active in your community with independent living at your pace. Contact Blue Rapids Housing Authority or stop by to complete an application today.
Cook & Company salutes all the men and women who have ever worn the uniform of the U.S. military. Thank you from Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
B&W Electric reminds you that now's the time for a furnace maintenance call to ensure that your home will stay comfortably warm all winter long. Make a call today and their professional service technicians can schedule an appointment to check your home furnace, replace filters, and advise of any repairs needed. Don't wait until it's too late and you're in the cold. Call B&W Electric in Hanover today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. This year's KU K-State Football Sunflower Showdown will be played in primetime. KU and K-State will meet in Lawrence on Saturday in a battle of 7-3 teams. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. and will air on Fox Sports 1. KU does lead the all-time series 65-51-5, but K-State has won the last 14 games against its in-state rival. It's the 113th Football Sunflower Showdown dating back to 1911, and the rivalry is the fourth longest uninterrupted series in FBS history. For the second time in three seasons, Emporia State Soccer has claimed the MIAA Conference Tournament Championship. And despite a scoreless game at half, the Hornets did beat Central Missouri 3-2. The game was played in Wichita. Mid-American Network Sports.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hunter Dickinson had 18 points, K.J. Adams Jr. dunked his way to 14, and top-ranked Kansas blew out Manhattan 99-61 Friday night in Lawrence in a final tune-up before facing number 16 Kentucky in the Champions Classic this week. In Manhattan, Tyler Perry scored 15 of his game-high 18 points in the second half, and Kansas State cruised to its first win in two starts, beating Bellarmine 83-75 in its home opener on Friday night. The Wildcats bounced back from an 82-69 loss to USC in Vegas Monday night. Kansas State will play host to South Dakota State tonight. And Wichita State closed its homestand with a 95-65 win over Friends University Sunday afternoon at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. The Shockers improved to 3-0. Up next for the Shockers, they hit the road for the first time this season at the Myrtle Beach Invitational November 16th through the 19th in Conway, South Carolina. Mid-America Network Sports.
Postseason football action, the Axtell Eagles and Frankfort Wildcats advance in the two Twin Valley League teams rematch Friday at Axtell. Axtell defeating Osborne 54-0 in the sectionals, while Frankfort handled Hanover 38-12. Bottom of the bracket, Victoria meets South Central. Class 1A, Valley Heights, season ends, falling to Medicine Lodge, 48-30. Class 2A, Nebel Hall Central and Sabetha advance. They'll rematch Friday in the sub-state. 3A, Clay Center falls to Cheney, 23-21. 4A, Wamego handles Wellington, 49-0 to advance. Kansas State basketball, Monday evening, pregame at 6, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lock. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head!
Three-point try again. That one slipped.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Big Monday basketball, Kansas State pregame at 6, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Add some motion to your indoor garden with prayer plants. Their leaves fold up each night like praying hands, then return to their normal position during the day. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Prayer plants are low-growing, shallow-rooted, making them suitable for hanging baskets and shallow containers. The green leaves have decorative markings, adding to their appeal. Grow them in a draft-free location with normal room temperatures and indirect light. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is just starting to dry. Drooping leaves and brown leaf edges can indicate you need to water more often. Don't allow the plant to sit in excess water that collects in the saucer. Pour this off or create a gravel tray. Add a layer of pebbles to the saucer to elevate the pot above any excess water. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plant, something it needs to thrive. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When the British entered Washington, D.C. during the War of 1812, they burned many of the government's buildings, including the residence of the president. There was one man who defended some of those buildings, though, an unlikely hero who understood what would be lost if some sites succumbed to the flames. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ray Reinhardt shares the story of one of this country's most famous architects.
The gentleman's name was Dr. William Thornton. And I say doctor because he was not trained as an architect. No one was trained as an architect in those days.
Like Thomas Jefferson, Thornton was interested in architecture and taught himself about the subject.
There were pattern books where you could learn about architecture and try your hand at it. And he did. He won the competition to design the U.S. Capitol.
Thornton designed many buildings in the nation's capital. One of the most interesting stories is when the architect decided to remain in the city when the British began to burn it during the War of 1812.
One of the buildings, public buildings they were going to burn, was the old patent office where all of the inventions, Americans and Europeans were housed. And as they approached the building, Thornton comes out of the doorway and says to the men with the torches, "Take me to your commander."
It was an odd request by a lone man confronting an entire army, but the soldiers honored Thornton's request.
So they take him to the commander, and he looks at him and says, "If you burn this building, which houses the genius of mankind, the British will have the same reputation as the Turks had for burning the library in Alexandria." That was enough to convince the commander to pull his men back.
Thornton stood up to the army and saved the patents. Besides the Capitol, you can tour another of Thornton's buildings, the Octagon House, owned by the American Institute of Architects, a building which Ray Reinhardt knows well. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.
makes a good sow? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It depends on your goals, but a productive animal has a good conception and farrowing rate and mothering ability as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whether you have just a few pigs or a large sow operation, choosing the right sow is an important consideration for your goals. There's been a lot of crossbreeding to improve traits, so honing in on one particular breed may not be a critical focus. Elizabeth Hines is an extension swine specialist at Penn State University. She says a good sow is one that's productive.
You can define productivity in a number of ways, but very commonly people define productivity in a sow operation as their conception and farrowing rate. The litter size at farrowing, when those piglets are born, and at weaning can have a pretty heavy influence on how productive that sow is. You'll want to consider the number of litters per sow per year.
Litter size is a highly selectable factor. You want a sow that can produce at least 2 litters per year and able to produce enough milk to feed all of her piglets. Also, consider her mothering abilities during the lactation phase. Does she pay attention to where her piglets are?
If you lose piglets because she has laid on them or because she has stepped on them and broken legs, that is not a good mothering ability sow. You want a sow that's going to look for her piglets before she lays down. She's going to lay down slowly to give them time to get out from underneath her or away from her. Even if you are in loose housing or pasture housing, you want a sow that's going to look for her pigs before it lays down.
Also, look at her structural soundness. She should have sturdy feet and legs and good muscle definition. There are many characteristics to consider. Ask the seller for records to make sure she's capable of producing what you're looking for. Learn more about choosing a sow at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
In recognition of Long-Term Care Awareness Month, Beatrice Health and Rehab reminds everyone that planning for long-term care is important when the care becomes necessary. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the Water Tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care.
A German farmer offers his take on sustainability today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Farmers can get a little frustrated when they hear certain segments of society telling them how they should be more sustainable or that they're not doing enough to address climate change. Then a guy like Marcus Holcutter comes along to help you appreciate your situation more. Holcutter farms in Germany and was a panelist in a session at the recent Norman E. Borlaug International Dialogue in Iowa.
We're in Europe and especially in Germany. Everybody wants sustainability farming, but at the other side, they will forbid modern seed breeding, modern technique, and modern pesticides. So that doesn't work. For me, as a farmer, it's totally stupid. I can't understand that.
There's a time and a place for regulation. And then, says Holcutter, there's Europe.
In the farming sector, we can do so many good stuff and good things against the climate change. We can help. So farming is not an enemy. Farming could be one thing of solution, but the governments must let us do. And that's at the moment it's a problem for us in Europe.
Holcutter referenced modern seed breeding, and in the next couple of shows I'll have a status report on gene editing here in the U.S. and beyond. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
There will be a land auction, 388 acres more or less in Logan Township, north of Herkimer, selling for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust. Friday, November 17th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. Sold in three tracts. Tract 1 is 154 acres more or less, 106 acres cropland. Farm is terraced, then in a Milan bean crop rotation, 41 acres grassland, mostly hayed. 6 acres waterways with an older farmstead on 5+ acres. Tract 2 is 155 acres, more or less, 85 acres cropland, planted, bean and milo rotation, 71 acres, mostly grassland, consists of hay ground, a watershed pond and easement, waterways and an older farmstead along 6th Road. Tract 3 in Logan Township, 77 acres, more or less, 21 acres planted crop this season. Farm's been in a bean and milo crop rotation with 56 acres grassland with hay ground, timber, and watershed easement. These tracts north of Herkimer in Logan Township will sell at auction Friday, November 17th, 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Rob Olmsted, or Tom Olmsted. Olmsted Real Estate will be the auctioneer.
Check out the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days, running until 5 p.m. on Saturday and until 3 p.m. on Sunday. Join for biscuits and gravy, smoked meats, breakfast burritos, and more both days. 100% of the profits go to the Trail Life USA Grand Canyon and a Rocky Mountain High Adventure trip. Contact Buster Schmitz at 785-713-2298 with any questions. Hope to see you all at the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the impact that was had on the October cattle on feed report remains a big topic of discussion among those within the livestock industry here across the Mid-America region, as cattle on feed totaled near 11.6 million head on October 1st, 1% above what we had seen in 2022. And Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist Dr. Darrell Peel talks about the report some more and explains what to look forward to in the next report.
The supply of cattle didn't change as a result of this report. You really need to look into sort of where did those cattle come from that we placed unexpectedly. And it's really two things, I think. Some of those placements were probably drought-related movement of cattle that maybe marketed in September when they normally would have marketed in October and November, so there'll be an offset there to some extent. The other bigger part of it was in that October report in terms of the heifers on feed number. And the number of heifers in the feedlot was actually at the highest level for October in the current cattle on feed data series back to 1996.
He goes on to say that many in the cattle market are looking for signals of herd rebuilding. However, one of those reasons that there has not been much of that indication so far is because of the uncertainty relative to drought and forage conditions across the region.
If the meteorologists are kind of right with the El Nino pattern, it looks like maybe this is the beginning of that from the way I understand it. We're going to have kind of a wet winter, maybe colder than usual, wetter in the southern plains, maybe not so much in the Midwest. But all of that suggests that we probably set up the idea for substantially better forage conditions next year, certainly through the first half of the year. And if that happens, then I do think we will begin to see more indications of heifer retention and herd rebuilding as we get into 2024.
The next cattle on feed report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to be released on November 17th. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Absolutely
unbeatable. Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer 6 different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
Big Monday basketball, Kansas State pregame at 6, live on AM 1570 FM, not a 4.1.
Soybean seeding rates can be reduced without significantly impacting yield. Cut the number of seeds per acre and save money, too, on Successful Farming Radio.
Stay out in front with the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Seeding rates are just
critical to soybean yield as other factors, such as genetics and planting date. But if you're thinking more seeds per acre is better, you might be wrong, and spending more money than you need to. Jenny Reese is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says on-farm studies since 2006 have compared seeding rates of 90,000 per acre versus 120,000 versus 150,000 versus 180,000. They found no statistical yield differences between seeding 120,000 versus 180,000 seeds per acre in both 15-inch and 30-inch rows.
The most economical seeding rates ranged from 90,000 to 125,000 seeds per acre dropped. And ultimately, our recommendation with Nebraska Extension is that you aim for planting 120,000 seeds per acre, aim for a final plant stand of 100,000 plants per acre, and based on our research, we haven't seen a yield reduction with that.
Reese says she understands that it's hard for growers to reduce their seeding rates.
But at the end of the day, when we do surveys, most growers are planting around 150,000 to 160,000 seeds per acre. So if they would reduce their seeding rates like 40,000 down to 120,000 seeds per acre, depending on what their particular soybean seed cost is, we've found just running our numbers that growers can save around at least $11 an acre. That adds up.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about soybean seeding rates at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Monday today. Market's closing here in just a little bit as we kind of saw a turnaround Monday today. Starting off kind of mixed on the board for the grain market. We are seeing mostly higher numbers on the board right now, especially in the corn. Soybeans saw some definite big jumps throughout the day today. In the corn market, December corn is up by 10 and a quarter to 474 even a bushel. The March corn up by 10 and a half to 489 and a half a cent. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's up a half a cent to 640 and a half. March KC wheat's down a half a cent at 650 and a quarter. Looking at the oats market today, mostly higher here. December oats are up 10 and 3 quarters to 357 and a half. The March oats are up 6 and a quarter at 373 even a bushel. In the bean market, definitely some of the biggest gains of the day is November beans are up 30 and a half cent to 1364 even. The January is up 32 and a quarter to 1380 even. In the meal market, December's up $24.50 to 473.90. January is up 22.90 to 457 and 80 cents. In the soybean oil for December, down 8 cents for the day right now at 51.11. January oil's down 28 cents at 50 and 27 cents. Looking at your canola market, November slightly higher here at $14 at $682.30, with the January canola up 14 at $701.10. And the cotton market's mostly higher right now, with December cotton up 24 cents at $77.56, the March up 6 pennies at $79.56. U.S. dollar index for the day today, we are seeing mostly a little bit lower. December index is down 20 cents at 105.52. The March index is down 13 cents at 105.20. We have the euro at 107, Japanese yen at 66 cents, and the British pound at 122. 30-year bonds right now for December slightly lower at 113.40, and the 10-year notes are not a lot of movement right now at 107.12. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are saying,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023 need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
Thurgood Ag Sales is featuring a fall special on Total Falls Plus. This low-salt starter fertilizer with biotech makes nutrients more available for plant uptake, breaking down organic material into molecules small enough for plants to absorb through the cell walls. This provides maximum phosphorus safely at planting, encourages seedlings to develop more rapidly, increasing water use efficiency, and promotes early plant formation and growth. 829.2, just 465 per gallon. Or 829.2 blend with zinc and sulfur, 550 per gallon, with November delivery and payment by December 10th. Call Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville today, 785-562-7157.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bull sale Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 a.m. There will be 175 Angus black white face first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60 day old calves by side. 200 black white face and red Angus cows, 3 to 8 years old. They'll have August through October calves. There'll be 130 black, red Angus, and Hereford first and second calf heifers bred for January through March calving. We'll have over 300 black white face, red Angus, and Hereford cows. There'll be spring calving cows, including 4 dispersals. These cows are 3 to 8 years old. They'll be bred for February through April calving. There'll also be 17 Angus, Hereford, and Balancer bulls. They'll be 18 months to 3 years of age. For more information on the special cow sale, to be held Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance is something that producers have the option of using. K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift explains what the program is and what factors are associated with it. Understanding how it works is important to knowing when those who participate might get paid.
It's a type of insurance. It's a part of the federal crop insurance program. We refer to it as a rainfall index insurance because if a producer buys this insurance, they get paid when it doesn't rain as much as usual in their area. Now, this is of grazing land, pasture or hay can also be in it. But we went from 3 million in 2022 to 5 million acres in 2023. And that was a very large increase. And I think a lot of it had to do with people's experience during the 2022 drought. You know, part of that's the experience of drought can induce people to go buy insurance. But I think also a lot of people saw maybe their neighbors got indemnities or payouts that helped them get through some of those tough times.
If says what choice a producer will need to make and how the grid works.
So a producer is going to pick when during the year they get the insurance. So you have to pick among several two-month intervals within the year. And if it rains less than usual in your area, then you get paid. So it's not based on what happens on your farm. That's an important thing to know. It's based on what's happened on your grid. A grid is smaller than the county, but you know a lot of cases here in Kansas where, you know, one field gets rain, one doesn't. So that's a risk a producer needs to be aware of.
With the deadline approaching, she encourages producers to start working on it now if they plan to use PRF insurance.
Cattle prices are high, which is a good thing, especially for producers that want to build their herd or need to rebuild hay inventories. It can help manage that risk. If you know you're going to make some investments, what if it doesn't rain? What if your pasture's slower to grow back than usual? Or what if hay production is lower? It can help with that risk. So like any crop insurance product, find a good agent that you trust. There's a lot of agents out there that have different tools that can really help producers go through the details, especially if it's a first time. You're going to have to sit down and do that. So a big difference, sort of, you can think of it as an advantage and a disadvantage. It's based on what happens in your area. So it's not personalized. So you're not always going to have payouts match what happens on your farm or on your ranch. There's that two-month window. You get a lot of rain at the end, you might not get a payout. So producers need to understand those risks. One advantage of that is rainfall gets measured, the producer gets a payment. There's no loss adjustment. It's just automatic payment.
That was K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift on pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. The deadline for 2024 is December 1st. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming or residence, hunting or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
KNDY.
America's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.